And 107.5 FM, W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Concerns growing about mosquito-borne illnesses on the rise in the U.S. ABC's Ariel Rushef has more on West Nile virus cases.
Health officials in Wisconsin confirming two people have now died in that state from West Nile virus. Nearly 290 cases reported across more than 30 states. In Missouri, 18-year-old John Proctor VI now on a ventilator, contracting the disease early this month. His parents say symptoms started with headaches and dizziness, then spiraled into vomiting, disorientation, and a dangerous fever.
Yesterday, health officials in Massachusetts confirmed a case of eastern equine encephalitis, also spread by mosquitoes. Police in New Jersey investigating the deaths of NHL star Johnny Gaudreau and his brother killed while riding bikes last night in a possible drunk driving incident. One person is in custody. And a break in the heat wave, but now parts of the Midwest and South are bracing for volatile storms and tornadoes. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump back in Wisconsin for the first time since the Republican convention in Milwaukee last month.
We're going to win this election. We're going to turn this country around. We're going to become an unbelievable growth country.
Trump answered questions at a town hall in La Crosse last night. Civic Media political editor Dan Schaefer says Trump's answers lacked specifics.
Each question got into just a piece of the stump speech and never really gave a substantive answer.
Topics range from abortion to Social Security to illegal immigration. Expect heavy traffic at times this Labor Day weekend. The busiest time should be this afternoon and all day Monday. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation recommends checking 511WI.gov. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A program that provides garden space for low-income families in Duluth may be shut down as funding dries up. According to a Northern News Now report, the Duluth Community Garden Program started in the 1970s and has given low-income families space to grow healthy food on a sliding-scale fee model. Officials with the program say that donor funding suddenly started to dry up, forcing them to furlough employees and sell office space. The program needs to raise over $4,000 to retain its nonprofit status. Nearly 200 votes have been officially thrown out following the ballot mishap in the town of Summit for the August primary election. Douglas County officials say no complaint has been filed since the redistricting-related election mistake. The ballots in the small town had incorrectly noted the race as the 73rd Assembly District rather than the 74th Assembly District, but all of the other races on the ballot were correct. Republican incumbent Chans Green was named the winner as the 200 votes would not have changed the outcome. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers blank the Giants. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. Milwaukee's Aaron Civale and Aaron Ashby combined for a two-hit shutout to give the Brewers a series win over San Francisco. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers have been exceeding expectations.
This team is, as soon as you think they're, I don't know about this club. They don't have this guy. Who's this guy? They don't have enough of this. They don't have enough of that. They got enough of something.
The Brewers piled up 8 hits in the 6-0 victory. Now the Brewers turn the page to a doubleheader Friday against the Cincinnati Reds in Ohio, where temperatures are expected to be around 100 degrees. The Wisconsin Badgers kick off their football season tonight against Western Kentucky at 8 p.m. It's the second year of the Luke Fickell era after going 7-6 a year ago. You can hear the Badgers tonight on our Civic Media stations WRJN, WRCE, WFHR, and WLAK, or on the free Civic Media app. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Bright and beautiful today with comfortable temperatures in the mid-70s. As we stay clear tonight, we fall to the mid-50s, and for tomorrow, the sunshine holds abundant. We'll have some summery high temperatures reaching the low 80s with the breezy southwest wind. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Pilot with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. Your news just for the Amory area. I'm James Kelly with WLAK News.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Maggie Dawn.
Fred Gutenberg, whose daughter was killed in the Parkland shooting, joins me next. We'll talk about why Derek Van Orten is unfit to serve another term in U.S. Congress.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board, our outstanding producer and engineer. It is Friday, August 30th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Now 6 past the hour of 12 noon from Lake Michigan to Lake Superior, Green Bay to the Mississippi River and all points in between. TGIF, it is Friday. How about that, Mr. Zommers? We have reached it. We have gotten to the end of the week here, and a big week it is. For those watching on the stream, don't forget to like us or subscribe on YouTube, Facebook, what used to be called Twitter, now X, or as Craig Ferguson likes to call it, Twix. So you can watch all these different places you can actually watch us and stream us. I am in my University of Wisconsin Badger gear today. I am all redded up. Hang on here. I've got my old Adidas. I know the shirt is Under Armour, the current provider of Badger gear. But here's my old Adidas Wisconsin football hat. So we're all set to go, because tonight, Mr. Zommers, is the kickoff, literally the kickoff of the college football season for Wisconsin. The Badgers host Western Michigan tonight at Camp Randall Stadium here in Madison, Wisconsin. And Luke Mathers and I took a little walk down to Bradbury Coffee. By the way, if you've never, we've had Trevor Gein, the proprietor and great barista at Bradbury, on this program. Lukester and I went down and got a coffee before the show, and we were walking by the concourse, and there was the buses and the team, Western Michigan, getting off. A fine-looking group of young men, but I think they're beatable. I think they're beatable.
Beatable by you?
No, but good Lord. No,
me either.
Beatable by our fine Wisconsin Badger football team. It kicks off tonight at Camp Randall Stadium. You can hear the game a variety of places. Of course, Matt LePay, Mark Tauscher, nobody does it better than them. And they'll be on the Badger Radio Network, which is on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can hear it over the air in beautiful Park Falls. Well, I better get the sheet here. Hang on.
Might as well make sure we've all the right places.
If I start improvising, you know it's not going to go well. So it's better to actually look at the notes provided to me in front of me here. So here we go. It is in WLAK in beautiful Amory, WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, WRJN in Racine, Kenosha, and the old hometown of WRCE in Richland Center. So if you're in one of those fine towns, you can hear it over the air. Otherwise, you can download the Civic Media app. Do so at your Apple or Android device. Only takes a minute. It's free, the Civic Media app, and you can stream these games, the Badger games, right over your phone or your device, where you can get the Civic Media app and listen to the game tonight. So it should be a great contest. Kicks off, the broadcast does, at 6 p.m. and then actual game time, 8 p.m. And in all seriousness, I know we kind of joke around about this, but if you are coming into Madison tonight for the game, I'm not joking, allow or plan for at least an hour and a half to 2 hours more than you normally would.
lots of construction, lots of things going on in Madison. Students are moving in still. It is not a happy place if you're trying to get around the isthmus right now in a car.
And if you are going to the game and you're in Madison, I recommend taking the bus and still planning all that extra time.
Exactly. But at least the weather had some big storms move through parts of Wisconsin last night. I woke up with one of my planters on my balcony got blown over. And it's not a small one, so must have got some wind last night. I didn't really hear it, but I didn't sleep particularly well. So a big storm moved through, but looks like it'll be a little cloudy, but no big storms tonight for the Badger game. So excited for that. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, normally we would have our friend Brady Ewing, former Wisconsin Badger, on the show to do our annual predictions. Brady had something come up, unavoidable, and so he's going to join us next week. And so I'm excited about this. My longtime friend, Jonathan Klein, JK, in the old Schultz office, we'd go by our initials. So JK is going to join TA, and we're going to have a WIR, a week in review, Badger style. And because we do this every year on he and his lovely wife's back porch, but this year we actually get to do it on the show, Todd's predictions. And I am known to, I'm not sure people who usually listen to the show, there are a couple of things I like. I get a bit emotional and pomp and circumstance. So I've been told. So anyway, there's going to be no emotion this year in my Badger picks. Jonathan is Mr. Practicality. And in the old Schultz office, we worked together. We were a great team of writing together. And we used to call it fluff and stuff because I would write the fluff and he would write the stuff.
There you go. Perfect. You got somebody to add the embellishments and somebody to rein it in if it gets too much.
That's exactly what it is, Mr. Zomertz. So it's going to be a sports edition of Fluff and Stuff with Jonathan Klein at 12:30, my annual Badger football predictions. And then at 1:30, our very own James Kelly, who was with us last night on our special broadcast of the Trump town hall, so-called town hall in La Crosse, James Kelly, our WCFW Chippewa Falls Eau Claire News Bureau Chief, is going to be here with an exciting story from Eau Claire.
I am very excited for
this. It's a fantastic story from Eau Claire. And then James himself is a sports guy, and so we'll get his intake. And this is fantastic as well. Coming up while Jonathan and I are on the air, our very own human resource director, our HR director, Jacqueline, is going to be here because she's a Louisiana gal and a huge LSU SEC fan.
She even has LSU-themed shoes today.
I know.
They're pretty cool shoes.
They're very cool. And boy, howdy, you do not want to be on the wrong side of a LSU or SEC fan.
Yeah,
she will be here representing the mighty SEC.
Yeah, my high school band director was an LSU grad, and
really?
He allegedly never got to see it. Had a big LSU tattoo on his back.
Oh, really? Wow, they're loyal. So anyway,
very loyal.
It's a bit of a sports themed show. So you need to do this once in a while, particularly on the kickoff of college football season. But there was week zero, and there was another game last night, which we'll talk about with Jonathan, which was fantastic, by the way, up there in Minnesota. So we'll talk about that. But we also got some news to get to as well, Mr. Zomer. So let's. And also, I forgot about this. Giving away two. Luke Mathers has dug down into his supple leather satchel that is hand oiled with synthetic mink oil and found another set of tickets. So we're going to give away two sets of Brewer tickets later on in the show, and it'll be for Tuesday, September 3rd at 7:10 p.m.
And another note about that, if you won tickets yesterday and have not yet received the email, don't worry. We are still on that.
Yes, I believe Lukester is taking care of that as well. And we're going to make an announcement a little bit later about what's happening next week in terms of Brewer tickets and the new movie Just a Bit Outside. So a big jam-packed show, but first of all, let's start at almost 14 past the hour of 12 noon in what happened last night in the news. I was here at our news desk with our very own news director, Terry Bell. James Kelly was along. Our new political editor, Dan Schaefer, was here as well. And our friend Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. And we sat last night together on the air, and we watched this town hall built as a town hall at La Crosse last night of Donald Trump. And it was filled with just absolute mistruths, outright lies, too much to really recount on its own. But if you want to know, again, to get down to brass tacks, here is perhaps my favorite cut last night, Donald Trump trying to somehow equate the fact that people aren't eating a certain food due to the wind. Here's Trumpster in La Crosse last night.
You take a look at bacon and some of these products, and some people don't eat bacon anymore. And we are going to get the energy prices down. When we get energy down, you know, this was caused by their horrible energy wind. They want wind all over the place. But when it doesn't blow, we have a little problem.
So apparently Trump thinks because of wind power, people aren't eating bacon anymore. Now, people who know me know I love my bacon, especially Newski's Applewood smoked bacon. That's my favorite bacon in the world. It's just the right thickness. It has just the right sweetness. Newski's Applewood smoked bacon is fantastic. Do you have a favorite bacon, Mr. Zomers?
I know I'm partial to, what's it called? Newton Meats in Newton, Wisconsin, right outside Manitowoc, mostly because it's local. Right. They have that nice thick cut bacon too. It's pretty good.
Yeah, and Newski's up around the Fox Valley between Shawano and Green Bay up there. So yeah, that's the key, is good old Wisconsin bacon.
Luke Mathers has chimed in. Kirkland bacon is the way to go.
Kirkland. Now that's a Costco brand. And that's the thing with Kirkland, is it could be Newski's.
Because Kirkland
is a Costco brand. And so they buy it from, just like you buy like Kirkland wine, you might get a really good wine, but at a better price, but under the Kirkland label. All right. So there you go. So there's a vote from Lukester for Kirkland bacon. If you have a favorite bacon, give us a call. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or if you wanted to chime in on this town hall from last night, there were some serious things about this town hall as well that were disturbing. We'll get into that in a minute. But first of all, let's go out to beautiful Los Angeles, California. L.A. Tom is on the line. Tom, always a pleasure. How you doing?
I'm doing great, sir. First off, Newski's is the best.
Thank you.
I've been vegan for 15 years now, or 12 years. And but when you start talking about Newski's, my mouth kind of waters.
Right?
I agree with that on that. I'm headed to Wisconsin this weekend, so
safe
I'm
travels.
Excited about that as well.
Yeah.
Thank you. I need to ask, what the F was that last night? Number one. I felt like I was watching a Jim Jones convention, and honestly, I felt like I wanted to save all of those people that were in that audience. I mean, when they basically plant a question person saying, I don't know who I'm going to vote for,
right?
But what
right.
about immigration? It's like, well, come on. It's like, I just feel like it's doing a disservice to all of those people there because they're being told lies. Nobody is calling it out. And then they go to Fox and they're going to hear the same thing. Right. It's so sick to me.
And there was a point, we'll talk about it on the other side of the break. There was a point, particularly on a completely falsehood, an outright lie regarding abortion, which that's where we stepped in last night to our coverage and just said, look, this is completely untrue. But just from the optics of it, we had Trigvi Olsen, who used to be a Republican like me, worked on McCain's campaign and others. Agree or disagree, Tom, I thought it was smart politics. Take everything else out. To have Tulsi Gabbard there last night because the optics were softer and she kind of kept him on track rather than going completely off the rails. Agree or disagree?
Well, I disagree because I think that honestly the whole thing is just basically a circle jerk for freaking Donald Trump, and it's like she could have just gave him a hand job.
All right, let's see how you really feel, Tom. Back after this on the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
November 21st, 2021. The Waukesha Christmas Parade attack. A holiday celebration turned deadly. Daryl Brooks drove his SUV into the Waukesha crowd, targeting as many people as possible. Brooks injured dozens and killed six, including an 8-year-old child. It never should have happened. Just days earlier, Brooks was arrested for trying to run over his girlfriend, but he was released on just $1,000 bail. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted against increased funding for pretrial detention of violent criminals like Daryl Brooks, making it easier for these criminals to terrorize our communities. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-3919, the Keep Violent Criminals Off Our Streets Act. Because violent criminals belong behind bars. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
911, what is your emergency?
I nailed my finger to a birdhouse accidentally.
Do you have some bacon?
Bacon?
Bacon, that's right.
I have bacon left over from dinner last night.
Rub some bacon on it.
What?
On your hand, just do it. Rub some bacon on it.
That's all there is to it?
Welcome back to the show, the Todd Hallbaugh Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 20 past the hour of 12 noon. Thanks for joining us over your lunch hour here on a Friday TGIF edition of the Hallbaugh Show, August 30th. Mr. Zomers, where in the world did you pick up that one?
Well, it's Rub Some Bacon on It by Rhett and Link, some YouTubers. It's a song where it goes through all these different disasters and how all the real solutions are just rub some bacon on it.
That's fantastic. Well done. Kudos here on a Friday. Yeah, we're talking about this weird Trump comment last night in lacrosse saying that people aren't eating bacon anymore. And it's because of wind power. Asking my favorite bacon, Newskies. Luke Mathers says Kirkland. Zomer says what?
Newton Meats.
Newton Meats in Wisconsin. And Jeff Perry, our friend and ongoing contributor off of Facebook, watching there, says Usinger's. Usinger's bacon is his favorite. I didn't. That's news you can use because I did not know that Usinger's, a great Milwaukee sausage company, I did not know they also did bacon as well. So that's, again, isn't that one of the great things about living in Wisconsin is we have all these local meat providers, all these local lockers. We're having our friend Jonathan Klein on here shortly. I know there's a big locker plant, I believe, in his hometown in Cuba City or close there, close to it. In Richland Center, you got the Richland Locker. In Spring Green, you got Prem Meats. I mean, all these places. And the cool thing is they're buying livestock from local livestock producers. And then we get it right here in Wisconsin. Tom off of the YouTube line. Not line, but a viewer, a subscriber. Thank you, Tom. We appreciate it. Love Newskies. And they also have the best sausages. It's a great place. You ever get a Highway 29? Stop over there.
I haven't been there.
Oh,
yet.
My gosh. Oh, my gosh. It's a potpourri of meats. Remember Letterman used to have that bit, know your meats. No, 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 no. Know your cuts of meat. And then he'd pick an audience member, and they'd show actual cuts of meat. And if the person got it, they got like a big dinner or something like that. And we could bring that back.
I'm not familiar with that, but
it was one of my favorite Letterman bits for a long, long time. So anyway, if you want to give us a call on meat or bacon, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or what happened with the Trumpster last night in lacrosse. Let me touch on a couple of serious things for a minute from last night. First of all, he made a false claim that somehow he was all for IVF now, in vitro fertilization, after, of course, going on and telling people that he would support a national abortion ban earlier, and then made this outrageous claim that if he were elected president, he would make IVF free. Now, of course, these treatments cost tens of thousands of dollars for individuals. And, of course, he gave no actual plan of how he would pay for any of this. But made the outrageous claim that he would do this. And, by the way, there was a bill sponsored by Tammy Duckworth, Republican senator from Illinois, in the Senate recently, that would have codified in law to make IVF legal. Guess who stopped it? The Republicans in the Senate, at the behest of Donald Trump, just like he stopped the border bill. So it rings hollow what he said last night. Also, oddly enough, he started the whole thing by saying he didn't know what he was doing.
He goes,
I don't know. I didn't know I was coming here for a town hall. I thought I was going to give a speech, which I thought that was, again, a little over the top. I'm not going to repeat all the lies, but it was interesting that between Trump and Tulsi Gabbard, they were bringing up this whole thing on World War III and accusing Harris and Biden of being pro-World War III. The interesting part of this is that Trygve Olsen has literally fought autocracies in Eastern Europe against Russians and Putin. Putin has banned Trygve from Russia personally. And Trygve said what Tulsi Gabbard and Trump were saying last night are literally talking points that Russia uses in Eastern Europe. So I thought that was interesting. Also, this false claim that quote-unquote illegals are taking jobs from children and black people and Hispanics. Again, we know in Wisconsin, if not for both legal and, quite frankly, illegal immigration, Wisconsin's ag community would collapse. Immigrant labor, preferably legal, is necessary for Wisconsin because there is a complete lack of workers in Wisconsin. Same thing for Wisconsin Dells. All of us going to, now I'm not going there, but for people who are going to Wisconsin Dells this summer or weekend to enjoy one more weekend at the Dells, guess what? It takes legal immigrant labor from South America, the Caribbean, and Eastern Europe to staff those facilities. And you know who's gotten the documents, the immigration papers for that and helped business? Tammy Baldwin. And that's why she's so beloved. One of the reasons that she's so beloved. There were a bunch of other, he walked right up to the line on elections last night, said, quote, if you can't talk about a bad election, you can't have a democracy, unquote. We all know, as former Republican House Speaker from Wisconsin, Paul Ryan said, the 2020 election was free, fair, and accurate. Donald Trump lost the election. Joe Biden won the election. And where Terry Bell and Trygve and Dan Schaefer and I stepped in last night, when Trump made the outrageous false claim that in this country there are states where abortion is allowed post-birth. That is murder. And that is not legal anywhere under any circumstance. And the fact that Donald Trump is telling this lie simply to gin people up is just, it's deplorable. It is, I'll use the word. It's absolutely deplorable. So those were the things last night. There was also then following that, there, and we have been told, for those of you who listened to the show yesterday, my apologies, and through no fault of anyone here at Civic, we were being told throughout the day that we had the ability to simulcast the CNN interview with Harrison Walls last night with Dana Bash on CNN. About 45 minutes before airtime last night, we were notified by our CBS radio network partners out in New York that CNN had pulled the plug on that and wanted the interview exclusively, which, I mean, it's understandable, but it might have been nice had they let us know that, the people at CNN, right before we went on the air. So it was nobody's fault here at Civic. We had intended to bring you that as well, but due to circumstances beyond our control, as they say, we simply could not. But I listened to a lot of it. I was kind of cleaning up around here after our broadcast, so I didn't hear every single word. But the takeaway was that Harrison Walls did fine. And I have no problem usually with Dana Bash, but I think that the criticism that I thought was just is that a lot of her questions were simply Republican talking points. Okay, you did this, but what about this? Okay, you did this, but what about this? And the what about this were Republican accusations. I thought they did fine, you know, with their answers, Harrison Walls. But I would have preferred a more organic interview. You know, tell us your thoughts and ideas on where you want to take this country, that type of thing. But anyway, it is what it is. We're going to come back, catch up with our old friend, JK. It's time for Badger football predictions on the other side. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Hemp is a fast-growing industry that has different plants for different uses. One of these are the fiber plans. I am Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and Philip Alberti, a research program manager at UW-Madison, was able to tell us about how they grow their fiber plants and what they can be used for.
So the fiber plants themselves are typically grown with the intention of allowing them to grow, go to flower, and then we chop it with like a sickle mower, allow it to dry, bale it up, and send it for processing in the hopes that the fiber, baled up fiber, can be separated using a process called decortication, where we get two primary components. We get a bast fiber, which is traditionally what we think of with, you know, textiles, and then the inner core, the herd material, which is also another high value product from hemp, which can be used for many things, from construction to paper products. There's a lot of interesting things that can be done.
Philip Alberti telling us a bit about their fiber hemp trials at UW-Madison. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and your midday markets are coming up right after this.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Are crumbling roads making your job difficult? The Agricultural Road Improvement Program is a resource that can help. Applications are now open and will close on September 30th. Help your local town or county apply for this valuable investment in local roadways by filling out the Farmer Support Form, now available at wfbf.com. Wisconsin Farm Bureau, the trusted voice leading Wisconsin agriculture forward.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with Midwest Farm Report. Now for your midday markets from Chicago. September corn contracts are trading at $3.74, up 2.25. December corn contracts are trading at $3.97.5, up 1.5. September soybeans are trading at $9.71.5, down 2.25. November soybeans are trading at $9.92.5, even. September wheat is trading at $5.28.75, up 3.75. Class 3 milk contracts for September are trading at $22.30 a hundredweight, up 12 cents. And Class 3 milk contracts for October are trading at $22.80 a hundredweight, up 18 cents. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Bright and beautiful today with comfortable temperatures in the mid-70s. As we stay clear tonight, we fall to the mid-50s, and for tomorrow, the sunshine holds abundant. We'll have some summery high temperatures reaching the low 80s with the breezy southwest wind. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 68.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we sit down and talk to labor leaders from all over Wisconsin for our Labor Day celebration. Please join us and happy Labor Day.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Todd Lomel Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 34 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon on this TGIF Friday, August 30th, 2024. By request, the University of Wisconsin Marching Band. With a little bit of what you said at all, you said Wisconsin. We welcome you in back to the show. It is that time of year once again. We are on the cusp. We are hours away from the kickoff of the University of Wisconsin football season. It is time once again for Todd's season predictions. Now, we usually welcome in the last 2 years, our friend from Richland Center, former Wisconsin Badger, former NFL player, Brady Ewing. Had something come up unforeseen today. He's taking care of that. He's fine. He'll be with us next week, and we'll get his predictions. We're not going to tell him what mine are this week. So we'll get his next Friday on this program. And here's where you know you got real friends in life, because you text them and you say, look, I'm in a hole. Can you help me out? And this is something I've been wanting for a long time. We welcome to the program, to the broadcast now, my longtime friend, my former coworker at the state capitol, Jonathan Klein. Jonathan, how the heck are you?
I'm great, Todd. How you doing?
I'm still happy because I've said this on the air. I think people think I'm making it up. Now, we've known each other a long, long time. Both you and your lovely wife, Allison, both worked for our former boss, Dale Schultz. And so we get together occasionally on your beautiful back porch on the veranda. And Allison makes a dessert and you make drinks. And we have a little week in review, we call it. And we have these
week in review.
And we have these predictions for both politics and sports. And for a long time, I've said, wouldn't it be great? Well, A, if I brought Neil Heinen with me one time, former editorial director at Channel 3, and I'm going to do that one day. I'm just going to show up at your door at Neil Heinen. Or two, if you guys would come on the show and do this for real. And here you are. So thank you.
Well, yeah, thanks for the preparation and the warning on the notice there. But I got to tell you up front, I'm nervous. I'm not a replacement for Brady Ewing, and I need everybody who's listening to know that.
Right.
What I can offer,
yes,
is not analysis on football. I don't have any special insights to the team. However, I do have a lot of insight into the emotional state of your friendly host of the Todd Albaugh Show. So
yes,
I've heard you kind of build this prediction session as being practical.
Rest.
I'm waiting to see it. I'm waiting to see it, Todd. I've never known that to be a phrase that describes you all that well.
Particularly when it comes to predictions, sports predictions. Oh,
especially when it comes, yes.
Because, well, I said when opening up the show, I said when we worked together at the Capitol, we made a great team in writing press releases and the like, because we called it fluff and stuff, because I would write the fluff and you would bring the stuff.
I would bring the stuff. And they work well together. You need
right.
both of them. And so I get it. You're when you think about, actually, I was thinking about this. I know this economist from UW-Madison, and he yeah. talks about the hard head and the soft heart when he's talking about economic theory.
Right.
And I think of that in terms of fluff and stuff. So I'm here to be the hard head. And that'll free you up to be the soft heart if you'll do it.
All right. Well, people have long said I had a soft head. So here we go. it's a sports edition now of JK and TA fluff and stuff. First of all, JK, last night, the evil Minnesota Flexters, the Golden Gophers, kicked off the Big Ten season. And it was miraculous. It got down to the final seconds. They had a 47-yard field goal to win it. Wide right. Minnesota and the Flexters lose 19-17 to Mack Brown's North Carolina team, who is on the road up there in the Twin Cities. A couple of things. Minnesota now the very first team to be number 18 in the Big Ten, in the new Big Ten. And what was beautiful about this is there was some sort of miscommunication, because the field goal attempt went up. It went wide right, and they still lit off the fireworks.
Oh,
really? I'm serious.
I That couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Exactly my thought. That's it. As our former boss used to say, PJ Fleck could not have happened to a nicer guy. So Minnesota is right back where they were last season, losing to North Carolina last night, 19-17. Also in the Big Ten, the galloping Berts, the former coach of Wisconsin, Brett Bielema, got off to a big win last night, 45-0 over the always tough Eastern Illinois Goats. I'm not sure what they are, but Eastern Illinois.
no comment.
And now they have some sort of an air raid siren down there in Illinois to get people all jazzed up. And finally, one other note last night, it was Colorado sneaking by at home over North Dakota State 31-26. So there you go. All right, on now to the game tonight. It will be heard all across Civic Media, also on the Civic Media app, starting at 8 p.m. pregame show at 6. Wisconsin is hosting Western Michigan University. I literally saw him just getting off the bus at the concourse before the show. Nice guys, but I think I feel good about this one.
I think you're right to feel good about this one. I think that is not an emotional. I'd like to know what you think the score is going to be.
Oh, I was just talking about this with Luke Mathers. He thinks it's going to be like 57-0. I think it's more, say, 35-7. You?
Ooh. I don't know. Okay, so I don't do predictions. What I do is try to temper the conversation. So right. I'm going to put that out there. The thing I would like to see, I'd like to see him score over 40 points. That's the thing
I'm looking for. Over 40. All right. Here we go. Next, it's going to be Wisconsin hosting the University of South Dakota. I believe the Jackrabbits, if I'm not mistaken, but I could be mistaken. But again, that's a W for Wisconsin.
I think it's a W for Wisconsin. Okay. I hope it's a W for Wisconsin.
Better be.
don't have much insight beyond that. I'd like to see in these couple of first games, I'd like to just really see their offense show us something that we maybe didn't quite see until the end of the year last year.
Yes, the offense has to be better than it was last year. All right, next game at home, three games to open up the season. Wisconsin, it was going to be a big game between Paul Christ and Nick Saban, but now it's not. Wisconsin hosting now number 5, Alabama. In years past, JK, I would have said Wisconsin wins this. I believe they will get their first loss at home against Alabama.
Okay, so this was my first test about whether this was going to actually be a practical or emotional prediction session. What would you say if I told you that I was hopeful that they could possibly pull an upset in this
one? Wow, this is almost unprecedented, folks, where TA takes a practical approach and JK is on emotion. Wow. Okay. This is going to be
good. It is a hopeful prediction.
All right. Hopeful prediction. You're going with Badgers. I'll take Alabama. Then we go out to USC on September 28th, Los Angeles, California. And this is going to be one I believe the Badgers will be underrated, but I believe they will pull off the upset on the West Coast.
I can understand that, and I also don't think it's going to happen. I actually don't know that USC that I think they're going to be amazing, but I think the travel out to the West Coast and I'm just not sure it happens.
I'm going with the Rose Bowl vibes, even though it's at USC. I know it's not UCLA in the Rose Bowl, but we've always done well out there in California. Our old friend Kelly Call is a big alum. He has a big sports bar out there. He's got a new movie coming out, by the way, just a bit outside, the story of the 82 Brewers. I think the Kelly Call vibes in the USC are going to get the Badgers a win. All right, then we come home. Okay. I just found out I'm going to this game at home October 5th. The Purdue Boilermakers come to town. I think that's also going to be a win.
You'd hope so. I hope so. I think they've played spoiler before, but I feel like if this team can pull together an upset against Alabama, they darn well better beat.
Yeah. All right. So you're fine with that one. Okay. Very good.
Yes.
Then we got after Purdue at home, go out to Rutgers, New Jersey on October 12th. I think the Badgers win this, but as Lee Corso is fond of saying, closer than the experts think.
I'm with you on that one.
Really? All right.
I think closer than you want it to be, yes. Closer than you'd hope it to be, but I do hope they can come away with a win on that one.
Yeah. I'm a little nervous about this. October 19th, Wisconsin travels to Northwestern. Now, they're redoing their stadium down there. They have a new, like, temporary stadium built, like, right next to the Lake Michigan. I mean, right next to it.
Yeah.
And it's, that's going to be, like, it's always spooky down there. Is it going to be a weather game? Again, I'm going to say Wisconsin sneaks by, but again, closer than you'd like.
Yeah, just a hard game. It always is. You can just predict it. You can depend on it being a tough one.
Yep. All right. Then they come home, take on Penn State, the Nittany Lions, ranked number 8, October 26th. This might be the hardest game I had in trying to predict what was going to happen. I think this is a game that's going to decide, are they really going to take the next step, or are they no better than last year? It's a flip of the coin for me. I'm going to say a W, but I'll admit that's an emotional pick.
Yeah, we're getting into the part of the schedule where it just feels tough. Just every game for the rest of the season feels like it could be a toss-up.
Yep.
And that's where I'm looking back to that Alabama game. And if they come away with a win on that one, it just feels like it changes the entire season and how a fan might feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
They just haven't done well against Penn State.
No, not lately.
It's kind of like, show me you can do it.
Right. Are you saying a loss then?
Yeah.
All right.
We're keeping track of this.
JK is always he's always regretful when he has to give you bad news. Nobody gives me bad news better than Jonathan Klein. And I just want to say that right now. You're a great breaker of bad news. Then
it's
down.
A role I love to play.
Yeah, I know you do. Then you go down to the Fran Tarkentons. No, the Fran from town of Iowa. And no, Fran doesn't coach football. He coaches basketball. But anyway, down to Iowa. And Wisconsin taking on number 25, Iowa. I never liked this game. Oftentimes, the home team does better. I think it's a loss at Iowa.
I'll go along with that.
All right, very good.
I think the fact that it's at Iowa, they just
yep.
that just
it's tough.
Yep, I'm going. I'm with you.
Then coming home, November 16th against number 3 Oregon. I think the Oregon not only has a good chance of winning the Big Ten, I think they have a good chance of winning the national title. I don't think that's close. Wisconsin gets blown out at home by Oregon.
Yeah, I am hoping for not a blowout, but I don't think they win.
No. Then down to the evil Nebraska Cornhuskers in Lincoln on November 23rd. I think Wisconsin continues their trend of owning Nebraska. I think that's a win.
Well, I kind of feel like this the same way I feel. I feel the inverse of the way I feel about Penn State. Wisconsin struggled against Penn State. They've handled Nebraska every time they've met. There's a chance Nebraska, actually, this is the year where they turn things around. But I feel like they say that every year, and I'm not going to believe it until I see it.
Agreed. All right. So that's the win for Wisconsin for JK. And the final game at home in Camp Randall. I'm going to this one as well. The battle for the axe. It is the Flexters versus the Flixters. No, it's Fickle. The Fixters. Fickle versus Flexter. Fleck in Minnesota. Who grabs the axe, JK?
Well, this one is emotional no matter what you do about it. The Badgers better win this one.
They better.
I can't tolerate it. I can't live with it.
And your fine wife is a proud alum of the University of Minnesota.
We just
Minnesota.
Took a campus visit there this summer with my daughter, and I had mixed feelings the entire time.
I it would be tough. And you have a lovely daughter, by the way. And wherever she goes, we want to. You have two lovely children, but wherever she goes, we're happy for her. But I know she's also applied to Wisconsin, so we we want her to be here in Wisconsin. But if she goes to Minnesota, I get it. At least she's not going to like Nebraska.
Over my dead body. No.
So there we have it. So I've got the Badgers with 1, 2, 3 losses, and I could concede it could be 4 on my Penn State pick. And you too have the Badgers with 4 losses, but different losses. So how about that, JK? That's practical.
I don't know what to make of it. You guided me through it. I don't know.
Well, we're going to come back. We're going to join Jonathan and I with Jacqueline, a human resource director. I better be on my best behavior. She's an SEC fan from LSU. A little smack, Big Ten, SEC after this.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio. Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
From Les Miles to Nick Saban, and now Brian Kelly. Not fancy Brian Kelly, but Brian Kelly, the coach of the LSU Tigers, the fighting LSU Tigers. Welcome back to the program, the Todd Allball Show on Civic Media. It is a TGIF Friday, August 30th. We welcome to the broadcast now, and this is fantastic. I have to be on my best behavior. And Andrew in Maine says, why would you start now? We bring on our HR Human Resource Director, Jacqueline, who is an LSU born and bred fan, joining Jonathan Klein and myself. Jacqueline, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, better now. We played your fight song there to bring it on.
Yes, I was singing. I was trying to sing along, but yeah. You know, I didn't want everybody's ears to bleed. So,
so you grew up in Louisiana, right?
Yes, I grew up in Baton Rouge, basically in the shadows of Tiger Stadium. So.
Wow, went to a lot of games as a kid.
Didn't go to a ton as a kid, but I went to every single one when I was a student. So. Yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Lots of wonderful memories.
So you're a grad of LSU.
Yes, I am.
Wow, look at that. So JK, before we came on, I begged her, I turned kind of like you. I said, hey, I'm in a pinch. Would you come on? She goes, well, what am I going to talk about? I said, you know, well, just about what it's like being a fan of a team that's won multiple national championships. And she goes, wait, y'all never won a national championship?
Oh.
So what is that like being a fan of a team who hasn't won any national titles? Please tell me about that.
Ouch.
I'm just kidding. I actually really, really like Luke Fickell.
Really?
I wanted us to hire him.
Really?
Instead of Brian Kelly. But, right. You know, hey, you get what you get.
So give us a sense. We have gone through, I have the Badgers losing three, maybe four games this year. Mm-hmm. I guess I don't think, Jonathan, that Wisconsin's going to contend for the Big Ten championship mm-mm. this year. And I don't think there's actually a practical chance that they get in the 12-team playoff now. Mm-hmm. But now let's turn to the SEC, the almighty Southeastern Conference. And first of all, before we get into LSU, Jacqueline, as a lifelong LSU SEC fan, mm-hmm. what do you make of the smack that, you know, that somehow this new configured Big Ten with Washington, Oregon, USC, UCLA, can they truly compete on a national scale with the mighty SEC?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, the Big Ten's amazing. They have a great it's a great conference, you know, a lot of really good schools. And I do think that, you know, if there's a conference that can bring us down, that's for sure.
So give us your prediction. We won't go game by game, but how do you think you guys open up tomorrow?
Sunday.
On Sunday. Oh, a Sunday game. Yep. Who do you have?
Sunday with USC. Mm-hmm. That is going to be on ABC and ESPN Plus.
Nice.
And we're the only game on at that time.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Now this will be a good test because I have Wisconsin beating USC on the road this year.
I hope they do. That would be nice.
Yeah. So how do you think the Tigers are going to do here in the opening game?
I think that we have a really good chance of winning. I'm not the biggest Riley fan. I really hope that we'll do well. We travel really well. We've basically already taken over Las Vegas, so which is where the game is going to be.
Well, we talked about that with Luke Mathers before the show, that you were saying that the Green Bay Packers might be the only other fan base that travels as well mm-hmm. as the Tigers.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially on an NFL level. Mm-hmm. yeah, I think that's about the one team that can compete with us for sure, you know, on that level.
All right.
We take over wherever we go, and it could be a ping pong tournament on the other side of the world, and we'll bring fans.
All right, so give us quickly, how do you think LSU is going to do for the season, and how far can they go? Let's assume they make the playoffs.
So technically, we are playoff contention right now. Mm-hmm. We're ranked number 13, but number 10 did lose. Let's not rub that in their faces. But I think we have a decent chance. And to be honest, I think that Brian Kelly needs to make the playoffs this year.
Or you think he's on the hot seat?
Mm-hmm.
Now, JK and I love nothing more than figuring out who's going to be on the hot seat this year.
Yep.
That's a prediction, ooh, JK.
I'm here for it.
So you think that Brian Kelly doesn't make the playoffs, he's gone?
I think that he may have one more season in him after that. I think that winning the Heisman last year bought him some time. Yeah. But there's just so much talent in the state of Louisiana that it's you know, it should be pretty easy to at least make the playoffs.
All right, let's go around. Team. Let's go around to each of you. Let's think of the playoffs. Let's think of, you know, Nick Saban, now part of ESPN Game Day. Mm-hmm. He was saying over the weekend that he still thinks that Georgia, until somebody beats Georgia, it's still Georgia. Mm-hmm. Who's going to win the SEC?
Georgia.
JK?
Yeah.
I'd go along with that.
Yeah.
I'll reason that Nick Saban
mentioned. Yeah.
Until they prove otherwise.
Let's look at the Big Ten. Any predictions in the Big Ten who may win that? Jacqueline?
You know, I always want to go Michigan or the Ohio State. It's probably going to be one of those. I'm guessing.
JK?
Well, what about Oregon this year? And I also have heard, speaking of hot seats, I've heard that if Ohio State doesn't beat Michigan, that you might have a hot seat in Columbus.
And then do they pull out the big NIL and donor money and try to get Fickell, depending upon how he does this year, do they try to get him back to Ohio State where he started? Mm-hmm. So that could have implications on Wisconsin. I agree with you, JK. I think that Oregon has a great chance not only to win the Big Ten, but to win a national championship. Again, to both of your points, I think that it's going to come down to, you know, Michigan, Ohio State. I mean, I agree that JK, that Ohio State might fire Day if they lose to Michigan again.
Mm-hmm.
So,
for sure.
I don't know. It's an exciting time of year, right? And we don't
super play. Exciting.
And of course, we have to remind our viewers and listeners that the last time Wisconsin played LSU at Lambeau Field, the Badgers won.
Yep. Yes, they did.
But in a best of five, I don't know. I'm not sure I like our chances.
Well, you know, it's different teams now. And again, right. I like Luke Fickell.
Yeah, well, that's great. And you know, Brian Kelly had a good run at Notre Dame. And then I think a lot of people thought, well, could he make it in the SEC? I mean, he's done better than a lot of people.
He still could do better, honestly. We were probably spoiled by 2019, to be honest with you. But it's just really hard to have that big of a high and then, you know, come down the way that we have since then. So.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate it. And thanks for keeping us on the straight and narrow. I've said this off the air. I think maybe it's on when it's on the air. No better hire recently here at Civic Media than Jacqueline, because we had this big changeover with insurance, and I had an ear thing, and I had to have it, and she did spectacular. So I just want to say on the air, thank you for the great job you do behind the scenes, because people do not appreciate a good HR director as much as they should. So thanks for being such a great director.
Well, thank you. That was very sweet. And it is my pleasure to take care of my employees. So.
Well, we appreciate it. And best of luck to the Tigers. May Wisconsin and the Tigers meet in the national championship.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I would love that.
Jacqueline, Jonathan Klein, JK, always a pleasure. We'll have a beverage in the back porch soon. Thanks for filling in. We didn't end that practical, right? It was practical. always seeing the glass half empty, Jonathan Klein. Thank you very much, JK. Thank you, Jacqueline. Back with hour two. Brewer tickets to give away. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Jeff Mitchell, who will tell us all we need to know about the Northeast Wisconsin Old Fashioned Fest. And it's a bar band Friday night as Terry Barr from Max Inc. Radio drops by with new music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9. Matt Nair on air. You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident. You're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matinee on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.